Good morning. Our question today, very relevant to every Pesach, is what do we do with our chametz garbage coming into Pesach? In other words, if we have too much chametz to burn in the fire, or we have put items into the garbage before and they are chametz, so in other words, we still have a problem if it's on our property. We're over the Yisra Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh, and even if it's not on our property, but we own the garbage bins, we own the garbage container, then we still have a problem, even if we put it on the street, because we are still the owner of that. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that if you're mafkir, you make ownership, your chametz, and you throw it into a place that's hefker, and it's done before this man of Isser, then you have fulfilled your obligation. In other words, even if you make something hefker, but it's still on your property, you still have a problem. So when it comes to garbage, we cannot simply be throwing our garbage into the garbage bin, into the garbage container, and leave it on our property. That is still a problem of Bar Yeriah, because it's in our chazer and it's still edible, even if only a dog would eat it. Humans may not want to eat out of the garbage, but as long as a dog would eat it, we are in violation of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. And even if you want to take your garbage and put the garbage can into the street, that doesn't help, because it's still in our garbage can, assuming that we own it. And in fact, the Chazon Ish was nohig that when they were burning the chametz, he would tell people, please go through your garbage, go through my garbage, and they would take the chametz out and burn it all together. Afterwards, they would wash the garbage bins with water, because he was obviously concerned about owning chametz, even if it was in the garbage bin. So in fact, the Piskei Tshuva brings three different possible solutions to this problem. If we have too much, we can't burn it all, or we've got stuff in our garbage bins, how do we deal with it? So number one, he says that you can pour a cleaning agent. In Israel, they call it Economica. It could be Lysol, Ajax, whatever strong cleaning agent that there is that would make the chametz inedible even to a dog. And if a dog wouldn't eat it, then it is not considered chametz anymore, and that would take care of the problem. I've certainly done that before, going out to the garbage bin and pouring around on our chametz, the Economica in Israel, pouring out and making it stinks. It's very strong cleaning agent, and that, as long as you pour it on well, you can't just pour it on the outside, but you get into the chametz and pour it on the various pieces of chametz, that would make it so it's not, even a dog would not desire eating that. I can guarantee you on that point. Number two possibility, says the Piskei Tshuva, says Yotzi HaPach L'Rishus HaRabim, if you have that garbage can, take it out into the public area, not on your property, and you can make it ownerless in front of three people. Effectively, you're basting. And then he goes on to say that you could even leave it in your own property and make hefker, make not ownerless, the garbage bin along with the place that the garbage bin is on, because then it's not even on your property anymore. It would not be on your property. Both the garbage can and the area that it's on are now ownerless. So that's possibility number two. Possibility number three is that when you are selling your chametz, you write into the bill of sale that you're selling not only the chametz, but you are including the garbage can. You're including the garbage in the garbage can. But this eitzah does not work. Rakim lo yishtamesh. You can't use that garbage can for the rest of Pesach because you have sold it. It is not, you're not yours. So there we are, the three different possibilities. Number one, make a nifsal achilas kelef by pouring the cleaning agent on it. Number two, take that garbage bin and we mafkir it, put it in the Rishus HaRabim, and even leaving it on your property, but you're being mafkir it in the area that the garbage can is on. And number three, to sell it along with your other chametz. Now, there are those that are melamed zchus on people that are not strict about this because they are of the view, kevan shepachei ashba bizmanenu, because the garbage bins in our time are for the most part not owned by individuals, but they are owned by the local governmental authority. So if it's owned by the municipality, then we are simply putting our chametz into their bins. Certainly if it's in the public area in their bins, then it's not our problem anymore. And there are those of the view that even if that bin is on our property, that doesn't give us ownership right in that bin. It is still owned by the municipality. We're just giving them the right to put it on our property. But once we put it into the bin, that is their property. However, that would only be a solution, a limud schus, for those in Chutz La'aretz where those bins are owned by a non-Jewish municipality. But we're still left with the question, how about, for example, in Israel, that the municipality is made up of Jews, or the citizens in the municipality, in the city, in the town, are made up of Jews, and they're the owners of those bins. So that indeed would not be a solution. So Amir Jashem, tomorrow our question will be, what are the solutions in Israel where the bins are owned by Jews, so we can simply say it's their reshus, not ours. Have a wonderful day.